to serve funerals out there, we'd take the body to the bridge there, you know. They had no road to the cemetery. They load the body in a skiff, in a boat, and row it. And the altar boys and the priests, instead of having a car procession or a walk, would row up the via to that Dubuisson Cemetery. And it was, well, carried them to the cemetery in a boat.
Yeah, well, say if one of the women there lost control and started weeping, they'd say she was...
just hysterical.
Yeah.
Any other word for...
Yeah, you talk about taking on or something like that. I didn't hear him talk about that.
Well, he said take on, carry on too much or something.
Yeah.
Hi, Elijah. Another colorful ceremony that I used to remember in this area as a boy would be the baptisms of the colored people in this area.
Yeah.
Used to do a lot of it in the brick pit over there where and they have a shallow pit, you know, that wasn't any more than 3 or 4 feet deep. The baptisms were real picturesque and entertaining because they did a lot of shouting, you know, and singing. And they really were possessed, you know. The colored people really get possessed with the baptism. That used to be one of the sources of real entertainment in those days.
Yeah.
Of course, my parents were there. A lot of people would laugh and say that it was a lot of fun to go see. I had better not say that at my house, that it was fun to go see, because it wasn't supposed to be fun. It was serious for those people, and you weren't to ridicule it in any way.
Yeah.
And they used to not want us to go because they knew it was fun.
Yeah. Your children have... Is it all gone now?
Yeah. All the children are away. We had together. We only had one daughter. She's studying medicine. She's at Southwestern Lafayette. She has another year to go. Next year she'll be finished.
Yeah.
And the baby, Paul, is working in the FBI building in Washington. He's 19. He didn't go to college. That's my brother, who is an agent, told him about this program that the FBI has, you know, they stuff these young brothers as clerks and let them work in the building and take their scholastic studies on the side, you know, out there. They have a counselor. It's like being in the service, except everything is voluntary. You work. You take the advice of the subjects you're supposed to take at the neighboring colleges. They tell you the areas that are picked for you to stay in, you know, housing.
Where does he live?
He works in Washington, D.C. at the FBI building, but he lives out in Maryland, this Virginia.
George, yeah, Arlington?
Yeah, Arlington.
Where my sister lives.
Yeah, she's
I see it to be a big town now.
Yeah.
Well,
Alexandria he lives in.
Alexandria.
125 North Landon, Alexandria, Virginia.
Well, you were talking about